What is up, everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for Wheel Talk Monday. You all, come on in. I have my girl, my sister, my co-host, Miss Daisy, in the building with me on tonight. How you doing, sis?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I'm good. Y'all, it's going to be a good show because my sis remembered to take herself off mute before she even said anything. Y'all know, anybody that's a normal listener of Wheel Talk Monday, y'all know, she is the queen of being talking on mute. So it's going to be a good show tonight. All right, yes, y'all. So y'all know how we about to start it off. We always start off Wheel Talk Monday with a little bit of the theme song. So let's go. What is up, y'all? It is another day, another time, and another week for Wheel Talk Monday. All right, y'all, we're going to start it off with prayer, and then I'm going to let my sister introduce the topic on tonight. So let's go. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you once again. We thank you for another day and another day's opportunity. We thank you for all of your blessings that you have already bestowed upon us. We thank you for just health, for peace, for life, and for just being who you are in our life. For just being a way maker, a miracle worker, a light in the darkness, for finding a way out of situations when we didn't think there was no way. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being just who you are in our lives. And every time that we needed you, you was always right there. Even when we was too stubborn to ask for help, you were still right there, extending your hand to help us at any given time. And we thank you for that. We'd ask you to bless this soul. Let it be what you would have it to be. Let someone just learn something from tonight's show that they didn't learn before. These men blessed in your son Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So Daisy, it's time to introduce this topic on tonight.
All right. Good night, Real Talk Monday fam. So tonight's topic is cheating a mistake or a choice? Again, tonight's topic is cheating a choice or a mistake? What y'all think? Put it in the comments. What y'all think? What is your view on cheating? Do you feel that it's a mistake or a choice? Let us know what you think in the meantime. Hey, Andrea. start it off. You want to do the layout questions or...
A choice and a mistake, that's a good one too, and also in the
comment section, if you want to throw out there, if you feel comfortable and led, have you ever been cheated on, and have you ever cheated on someone? If you don't mind sharing that with us, I'm going to present that question to James too. If you want to do it now or later, you don't have to do it right now. We can jump into our questions if you want to do that.
I can definitely answer that. Now, for me, I have definitely been guilty of, I've been cheated on, and at the time I didn't realize it, but I definitely cheated as well but mine wasn't physical cheating, it was more emotional cheating, and I didn't even realize I was doing it until time went on, and as I've gotten older, I realize it now.
Right. So when you say emotional cheating, what do you mean? Elaborate on that.
So emotional cheating was I was spending more time texting this young lady than I was my woman. I was spending more time with this young lady than I was my woman. I was finding myself getting more joy out of being around her than I was my woman. And and at that time, let me be all the way real and all the way upfront, it was both of our faults. Neither one of us was doing what we needed to do in that relationship to make that relationship work. Both of us had our faults. Both of us had our flaws.
Right.
However, I can be man enough to man up and say, at the moment that I realized that the relationship wasn't working for me anymore, I should have left that relationship and should have left that relationship alone. But instead, what I did was I stayed there. And my biggest one of my faults, besides the fact of cheating emotionally, was I stayed there too long. I stayed there longer than I should have.
Right. And now, also, I want to touch on having age, yes, but I do believe that age comes with maturity. Has nothing to do with the number of your age. But I want to also shed light on, this may be years ago. Not saying it's okay, but as you learn and you grow, you know better.
And so I can honestly say I was like in my early 20s when this was going on. So definitely was years ago. Definitely was. And as I've gotten older, now I'm man enough to realize, like, man, like, dang, I messed up on that one. And, like, it took me some time of having to really be with God and having to realize, dang, okay, bet. Yeah, granted, I didn't physically see, but I definitely did emotionally.
Yeah. That's understandable. You learn in the process. As long as you learn a lesson from it.
I like this comment right here.
Okay. Emotionally cheating is a type of infidelity where one partner shares emotional intimacy and connection with someone other than their partner. This connection presses the boundaries of a healthy, platonic relationship and assumes a breach of trust within a primary relationship. Yes, absolutely. That just like summed up the whole every question. That summed up every question we had, okay?
Definitely. Really? She just came in with she came in with that definition. Honey.
Yeah, she just summed it up. I don't know if you want me to answer the same question I asked you.
Definitely.
I absolutely have been cheated on. And in my younger self, yes, I did cheat. And it's funny because I've always said, being a hypocrite, being young, childish, and reckless, I've always said to people, if you gotta cheat, just end the relationship. And so the period of time where I ended up cheating is, myself and my partner were not together, but still under the same roof, but trying to work it out type thing. And that left like an open door for me. But I still consider it cheating because we weren't fully separate. Like, we had decided that we were going to try to work things out, if I should say. And then it was two different occasions. It wasn't nothing the second time. There wasn't nothing sexually or anything like that. But it was when I was in an abusive relationship. And so instead of, because I dealt with that situation with not alone, God was with me because he kept me, and I'm here to talk about it today. But instead of leaving a relationship as so violently that it was, went from cheating to physical to verbal, I then went seeking for love in other places to fill the void. Not saying an excuse. It two wrongs don't make a right. But it, I went out and I went on a date or two, and nothing sexually happened, but I still consider that cheating because we went out on a date and that person didn't know that I was still in a relationship, regardless if it was abusive or not. That was my younger silly self. Do I know better now? After the Lord saved me from that situation and taught me better, yes, I would not handle a situation like that, to where I'm putting anyone's feelings into toying with anyone feeling to cheat on them. I'd rather just be upfront and honest with them from jump, and so we can be mature and handle the situation how it should. If it's healthy to continue to try together, if the problem can be fixed so where neither one is led or tempted to cheat, then I'd be at a place where I would rather do that.
I like that answer.
Sorry.
I like that answer. I like that. So what was the, when did you finally realize that you was wrong in that situation? Because I know at the moment, for me, it felt right while I was doing it. I was finding every reason to justify why I was doing what I was doing. But when did it finally hit you like, dang, I was jacked up for that. I'm not no better than they are.
So the first time I realized when my partner, like I said, the first time is we decided to try to work it out. And it was kind of like, I guess I took it like we were roommates mentally, because we had stopped sharing the same bed. Again, I was younger. And so when I realized that it was so wrong, you know, when that conviction hits you, regardless mm-hmm. of what the situation is, and especially if you've always been, God has always had his hands on you. You can get away with doing evil, wicked things, but so far, okay, until he be like, no, that's wrong. And I believe that's what God did to me, that he just convicted me. Like, this person doesn't deserve that, because they're waiting for me and they're doing all the right things. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go out to dinner. No, I don't want to hang out. I'm making all the excuses. And that's when it hit me that it's not right. It is wrong. And I'm being selfish. I believe cheating is very selfish. For someone to go out there and cheat, even if ultimately, say I'm in a relationship and I go and I cheat on someone, and my mate at the time finds out that I cheated, and in return, they say they forgive me, and then they go back and cheat. I think that is just a toxic, selfish environment that both individuals then don't need to be in. And so to sum up my definition for cheating, it's a selfish, fleshly act for people to cheat on someone knowing that they love that individual. And so that's when, to answer your question, now the second time with the young man that I was in the domestic relationship with, let me see how to explain this. Because I was so brutally hurt mentally and physically, I don't think I realized in a point that it was wrong to go on dates and so forth. However, what made me realize that something was wrong was the whole entire situation, and that I needed time not to run to someone else, but time to allow myself to heal in whatever way. And that's when I called out to God. And lo and behold, because God saved me, like that man almost pulled out a gun at me. And so the guy that was just domestic relation, not the guy I went on a date with. And so I just realized that it was just an overall unhealthy relationship to be in. And the whole thing was wrong, not just cheating or not just talking to someone else, but the whole thing was wrong. He was cheating. I found out, and it was just unhealthy. So I realized then that, no, this is not the life for me. And this is not healthy for neither one of us to be in at that time.
I agree with that 100%. And hello to our brother Omar. Hey, bro. But I agree with that 1,000%. So let's jump into these questions. You in? You up for it?
All right, let's go.
All right, so we already answered question number one. What is your definition of cheating?
We did.
So question number two. Can you be forced or persuaded into temptation to see? Now, let me explain what we mean by that. So there's many times where that there's some people that say because the spouse kept nagging them and kept accusing them of cheating, they say, man, they drove me to cheat. How do y'all feel about that? And hello to one of my good friends, Miss Jennifer Barlow.
Hi, Jennifer. Hey, so go ahead, I'll let you answer.
Definitely.
Absolutely, Omar.
For me, I say that the saying that you drove me to cheat or you drove me to do that is a cop-out excuse. It's a cop-out. Because let's be honest, let's be all the way 100, and let's be adults. Can't nobody force you to do nothing that you didn't already want to do. I can't force you to cheat on me. Now, if I'm continuing to nag you and continuing to accuse you of doing it, then guess what? You have an option. Either A, stay there, or B, leave. So it's an excuse. It's an excuse. Yeah. And a lot of people, especially men, I'm going to get on our brothers. We use that excuse 1,000% of the time. Man, I was accused of doing it so many times that I thought since I'm getting accused of it so much, I just might as well do it. So, okay, let me ask you a question. If you was accused of robbing a bank, would you go out there and do it because you was accused of it? Use your common sense. No. Okay, Daisy, what you feeling about that?
Can you be forced or pressured into temptation to cheat? So let's be real. We are fleshly beings, okay? We were born into temptation. Mm-hmm. Okay? I know cheating is a choice, but absolutely, you can be tempted and pressured because we are fleshly beings. And so how you fight those fleshly acts and temptation is honoring yourself, honoring your body, honoring the person that you're with. And so I want to give it a shed a light on it in a biblical aspect, right? And so just a brief story. So in Israel, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 10. And Israel, they were in the wilderness. And in the wilderness, they were tempted by many things, tempted by all of these glitz and these idolizing things. And so they were tempted. Keyword, they were tempted. And they weren't able to fight the temptation because then they rebelled and left from before God. So God took his hands off of them. And so they started idolizing these things and they were tempted. They kept rebelling and going into temptation. Because once you weaken the flesh and you move from the person that you love, then that takes over. The temptation then turns into you making a choice to do then what you need, what your flesh wanted and desire. And so if I may just read the verses, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12 through 13. And so it says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond you are able, but with temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. And so once you leave in the presence of the person you love, I'm just using God as an example. You love your spouse. You love your significant other. You love your partner. And once you leave from their presence, then you join souls with somebody else. And then you, the love that you have them goes out the door. So in a perspective of, if you love your spouse, you don't want to do anything to jeopardize that relationship. And so I hope that kind of explained my answer. I do believe that you can fall into pressure and temptation, but that's when you leave from the vows and commitment that you've made with your partner. That's when then it done turns into temptation, and temptation no longer is a thing once your flesh starts boiling up with fire and wanting to touch on this person and wanting to see what it's like. The temptation turns into a fetish. It turns into a fetish. I wonder what their lips taste like, or I wonder what it will be like to be with them over my spouse, like the grass is greener on the other side. And so a lot of times that's what temptation is, more mowing. Yeah. So that's my answer on that note for that question. That's my answer. Yep.
Let me see. I like this comment right here by Miss Kalisa. I love this comment right here.
It takes discipline. If you haven't practiced it, it definitely isn't easy to temptation. Absolutely. Just like you have to practice it. You have to know the commitment that you've made and the vows that you've made, whether you're married or if you're not married. And let's dead this thing that people say, and a lot of celebrities used to say it. I don't know if they still say it because I haven't been on social media like that, but let's dead that if you don't have a ring on your finger, that you're not married. We're not saying if you're in a relationship or if you're dating that you're not. We know you're not married, but that doesn't mean for you to go around and sleep and talk to everybody either. That's not what the definition means when people say that if you don't, until you have a ring on your finger or until you're married walking down the threshold, that you're not married. Stop giving yourself. Stop exchanging spirits and souls with so many human beings, because then that weakens your flesh, and then that temptation now turns into a desire and a sickness to where you can't commit to a relationship.
Facts. Yeah. Facts. Like, there's so many people, I don't think that it, so many people are like, I'm not going to, like, until I get a ring on my finger, I'm single and I'm going to do what I want, but yet and still they get mad when their partner does what they want. But it's okay for you to do the same thing. But it's just a crazy situation that we got to make sure that we...
Absolutely. Ooh,
here's a good one. Could you stay if you're seated on? Could you stay if you're seated on?
You want me to answer first, or you want to go since I just
went? Go on ahead. Hello, Miss right. Wanda.
Hi, Wanda. Are they sisters or Jennifer?
Mother and daughter.
Mother and daughter. Hey, mom and daughter. So, can I ask you a question before I answer real quick? Just so I can get an idea. Am I answering it just as a relationship or if I'm married?
Both.
Because that really makes a difference.
Let's do both.
All right. So if I'm just in a relationship. Okay. If I'm just in a relationship, the only way.
Come on.
I'm staying. Is if my Heavenly Father the Holy Spirit in me told me that's my husband. The only way, okay? Other than that, No. And I do believe people change.
But wait. All right. I got a scenario for you, too.
Okay, scenario.
Continue.
Because I've seen, I know men that couldn't commit to a woman, have cheated, where they're faithfully, and I know that, where they're faithfully committed and married now. So I do believe people can change. And that's why I said, unless God revealed to me that that's my husband, if that isn't indeed my husband and he cheated, then I'm not the woman for him. Okay. If God is not telling me that that's my husband, then he's going to cheat again, because that's something he's desiring until he finds the woman that he does not lurk for anything else. He does not desire or have eyes or feelings for anyone else. Because I do believe that if God has someone for you and you're with them, it's a particular feeling that you no longer have for someone else or eyes for someone else. I honestly believe that. So to answer that question, now, if we're married, if I'm married, God told me that's my husband if I get married, okay? If I'm married.
I know that for a fact.
Go before the Lord. I will fast and I will pray before the Lord on it, because I'm going to say, God, I know you revealed to me that this man is my husband. And so based on your seventh commandment, it says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Mm-hmm. And we are married and this man just cheated on me, Father. So I need you to help me make sense. And you in your scriptures, it says when you're married, I believe it's in Hebrews 13:4. It says that when you're married, you should honor it in every way. And the bed that you guys share and the body that you share is now you're a union, and it should just be between you. So I'm going to bring all of this to God, because this is word. So I'm going to have God help me make sense. So I would definitely have to fast and pray on it and get God's guidance and insight and direction on it. Not man, because you listen to a man, they'll have you married 10,000 times. And that's where a lot of people go wrong. They go seek their girlfriend, a single girlfriend, for advice.
That's a good man, Savannah. That's a good man, Savannah. That's a real good man, Savannah.
Or no, or they'll slam him and say, well, I told you not to get married to him. I knew he was a dog.
But them the same ones that be trying to flirt with them on the low. Oh, did I say
on
it
the
out
slide.
Loud?
My bad.
I didn't mean to say it out loud, y'all. My bad. I did not mean to say it out loud. My bad. I did not mean to say it out loud. My fault, y'all. My fault.
On the slide. And so it's just, I know I'm clowning about it, but it would be a hard pill for me to swallow, because I know what God's word says. And because I'm choosing, because it's a choice. I'm choosing to walk out my life in every way to shadow what God wants for me to walk. So if I'm married, it's really going to crush me, because I know what the word of the Lord says. And like it says in Proverbs 6:32, whoever commits adultery with a woman is without his mind. By doing so, he corrupts his own soul. My soul will be hurt and torn. Like, God, this is your word. So what am I supposed to do with this man that just cheated on me? Tell me what to do with this man that just cheated on me. And so I can't fully answer that. I would have to seek God's guidance in fasting and praying without that man. And then we also need to fast together. And so that's my answer. Absolutely. Yeah. I think. cheater always a cheater. I used to say that too. I used to say it too until I saw some guys really transform their whole life to commit.
Hold on, y'all. I think I lost it for a quick second. I can't hear. Can y'all hear me, you all? Can you hear her? Okay, yeah, she spoils. Okay, she's back now. She's back.
Hold on. James, you were gone.
Okay, too, so she's back now. She spoils. All right, she's back now. I don't know what's going on with her. Technology giving us hating vibes tonight.
I don't know. They just mad. That's it. That's it. That's all. Because it was spinning. But, both of us were spinning.
Yeah, they said they could hear me.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Thank they you for putting that back up.
Hear me.
Yeah, that's Khaleesia Wiggins. Is her? Is yeah. Am I saying it right?
Yep, Khaleesia Wiggins.
Okay. I do agree with that, and that's certainly a question to ask. What did you learn, and why did you do it? And was it more than one time? Because that makes a difference, too. Guys, that really does make a difference. That just brought me to another question. Yes, cheating is one thing, and if you choose to forgive them with prayer, direction, and you choose to forgive them, you and they do it again, leave. Don't even. If it's more than one time, even if you don't forgive them and you're sitting with them and you're asking them, what did they learn? Why did they cheat? And how many times? And they tell you that it was more than one time, leave.
I like this comment right here.
Sometimes what? Sometimes you put you together, not God. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's why you got to seek God for guidance.
About that on one show sometimes once we jump in these,
yeah, sometimes we jump into these relationships, situationships, commitmentships, without seeking the higher man above that already got our spouse lined up for us. And that's why it takes a lot of us so long to find a way, because we're running in circles to the wrong souls because of our flesh. Absolutely.
And let me piggyback off of something you said. You said that you used to believe that once a cheater, always a cheater, right? But you watched certain guys change for certain women. Let me be real. If you ain't the woman for that man, if you're not the woman for that man, he ain't gonna change for you.
Exactly.
He's gonna keep doing what he's doing. He's gonna keep doing his day. He's gonna keep having his cake and eating it too. But if you a woman that puts standards on yourself and you hold that man accountable for his actions, and if that man really wants you, trust and believe me, he gonna move heaven and earth and do whatever he gotta do to make sure that he's with you.
So then that brings me to saying something real quick. So what you just said, I would say, unless, because you started off with saying, if that woman isn't what that man wants, he's not going to change unless what? Unless she stands her boundaries and unless she sets boundaries for herself. cool. That's all cool. I feel like then if he changed, that will be out of respect for her. But if that is not the woman that he's supposed to be with and that he desires, she may want to, she may
he gonna do it again.
He may set boundaries and so forth. Either he's going to do it again or it's going to cause some type of friction and resistance in that relationship because she's forcing him to stay based upon her boundaries and the limitations that she set upon him. Now he's going to resent her. And then that's going to cause friction in the relationship. It depends on how strong a person relationship with God, if they stay or go. Come on, sir. That's what
Thank
I said. That's what
Thank
the scripture
you.
Just said.
Yeah. Uncle Ronnie, you on point. You on point,
That's what 1 Corinthians 10 says. If you get out of line with God, everything falls apart.
You ain't gonna stay. If
that flesh,
if the
you
man
gotta stay in the presence of God.
If the man or the woman is not keeping their knees bent towards God, praying for their relationship, praying daily, praying without ceasing, praying constantly for God to build their relationship up on a daily basis, then when the trouble comes, you're going to be running at the first sign of trouble. You're going to run on the first sign of trouble when trouble comes. But if you have already built those prayers up and you have already stayed before God and God has already revealed to you, this is who you're supposed to be with. Let me be real. No relationship is perfect. None is perfect, but what you got to do is you got to figure out, okay, is this going to be something that I can deal with in the long run? And let me let y'all in on something. I said this last week on the show, and I'm going to say it again. If you forgive them for cheating on you, do not bring it up every argument that y'all have. If you really forgive, then forgive wholeheartedly. Every sense that you get, don't bring it up. Because then at that point, you're really just punishing them. And while they're staying with you, you're punishing them for their past mistakes. If you're saying that you're over it and that you forgive them, then really forgive.
Yeah, punishing them and also keeping the relationship stagnant. It will never move.
Thank you. That you ain't moving past that past hurt.
No. And then you run into a different problem besides cheating. You run into a problem of trust. And if there's no trust, what happens, guys?
There ain't no relationship. Without trust, there is no relationship.
Right.
In all honesty, your relationship has to be built on three things. Number one, God. That's first and foremost. Because without God, you don't have no relationship.
Yeah.
Secondly, it's got to be based on trust. You got to trust that this person has your best intentions at heart. They have your best intentions at mind. They are not going to intentionally do something to hurt you.
Yeah.
And then thirdly, it has to be built on love. You have to love that person. You have to love that person, flaws and all. You have to love them. And then the other thing, guess you have to be, is you got to be that person's friend as well. A lot of times we mess up because we jump just because the person is beautiful to our eyes, because we see a cute girl or because we see a good looking guy, we jump right into wanting to be in a relationship. Failing to realize that you have to build those boundaries first of friendship, relationship, then marriage. You got to do all of that. There's levels to it. You got to be friends before you're anything else. Because let's be all the way 100. When you're married, there's going to be days where you don't like that person. You ain't always going to like your spouse. They're going to do something to tick you off. But you got to figure out what it was that made you marry them in the first place. And if you marrying them just on those good looks, when you get older, those good looks fade.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that you got your relationship built on a strong foundation.
Solid foundation. Yeah.
Strong and solid.
Yeah. Definitely. I want to add, too, to your list that you want to keep an open line communication. That's very open line, even in the most awkward, uncomfortable conversation. And I guess you can tie that into with having a friendship. You know, even with having friends, sometimes we hold certain things back from friends. We don't share with our friends everything, but you want to keep an open line of communication with your spouse. There's no secrets. When you're married, you're living under one roof. And y'all serving God together, there's no secrets. None. Even none. Okay. And wait, before, what did Miss Jennifer say? You got to be prepared to love several different people in one person because people go through seasons too, definitely communicating. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I believe when you go into it with a pure open heart and mind, knowing that you're not walking into perfection. And that's where I believe a lot of us fall out of like or love for someone, and where it leads us to frustration is we paint this perfect image of the people that we're dating or that we're with. And so that when we see them in a different light, then you want to blame them. This is not the person that I met. This isn't the person that I went out on a date with. Do you actually really think that you're going to learn and know and see everything in a person the very first time you went on a date with them? I always say this, that you can never know and learn a person enough. You will learn something new about that person till a lifetime. Till a lifetime. People change, season change. People change in season. People grow in season, especially in your household. What may have been comfortable for them may change later on. If a woman has a child, then her body change, her mind change, her desires change. And so you got to be willing to learn, key word. You got to be willing and open-minded to learning that person that you're desiring to be with and commit with in a union every day.
Definitely. And you have to have, and another thing that you have to have, in all honesty, is you have to
I can see you behind the thing with the stocking cap.
I sorry.
Oh, wait, I didn't mute. I'm sorry. Y'all see my mom in the background? This.
No, you're going to leave mama alone. You're going to leave mama alone.
Listen, Pika, she just want to make her virtual appearance.
Debut. She wants to make her debut. Yes. So another thing that you have to do is you have to have seconds. You have to have seconds with each other.
You have to what?
Have seconds. Like seconds. Like you got to check in with each other. Write down, we've talked about previously relationship goals, right? But sometimes after you write those goals, you need to sit down with your spouse after maybe about a year or maybe a year and a half and sit down and be like, okay, I remember back in the day, this was our goals. We've succeeded this now. So what are our goals going forward? What can we do to make our relationship better going forward?
Yeah.
So you got to check in and make sure that you're still doing what you need to do. And because like we said, people change. As you grow, what you need changes. So let's be honest, you got to have those sit down talks of, okay, what are you needing from me now in this relationship? I know before you needed this, but I know we're older now. So what do you need now?
Yeah.
How can I make this relationship better?
Right. Having therapy together.
Yes.
That's what I would like to call it. No, not saying to go to a therapist, but that you said check-ins. Yeah, like sitting once a week if you can't, depending on your schedule, if you could do it twice a week, but once a week for sure. And just doing checklists. You know, what do you think I can improve on? Is there anything that you want to address with me? you know, just having therapy together. Steve Harvey said it best in his book, but think like a man, it takes 90 days. So I want to pull out some points out of the definition when I looked up cheat, the definition cheat, if I can, so that I can show you why people may, why it may lead people to cheat. So the definition based on Google Dictionary is an act of dishonesty or unfairly in order to gain an advantage. So people, selfish. Some of the words, the key words that they have for cheating is avoid, escape, dodge, bypass. And this really does shed some light on it, because they cheat because they're avoiding something. Something happened in that relationship that they're avoiding, and it drives them to cheat. They're escaping their emotions and feelings to address the problem in the relationship, so they escape. They dodge the main issue, and that's to approach their partner. So they dodge that and go cheat instead of addressing the problem. So I just wanted to pull out those keywords, and I believe that's a lot of why a lot of people go cheat, because they don't want to have these conversations. They don't want to, they want to have their cake and eat it too, because somewhere deep down in their heart, they still desire the person, but something happened along the way. And the full respect that they had for the person, whatever that situation was that happened, a piece of their heart or the piece of respect that they have for that person slowly broke. And there's ways to mend it. Like you said, having conversation, check-in. And so they dodge it. They avoid that. And in return, they went and cheat because they don't want to be mature and have these mature conversations. So your uncle, before you go to your next question, your uncle, I want to tie in a scripture that he, your uncle that made that comment, that was him. Hey, uncle.
Reverend Brian. Yep, Reverend Brian.
Hey, Rev. So I went to Hebrews 13:4, and it says, this is for marriage. Let marriage be kept honorable in every way, and the marriage bed undefiled, for God will judge those who commit sexual sins, especially those who commit adultery. And you want to honor, you want to honor your body, okay? You want to, when you're not married, you want to honor your body. You want to honor God by honoring your body. And when you then join in a union, when God blesses you with a marriage and you join in union, you want to then honor, because he gives you over to the man, he gives you over to the woman. You want to then honor your spouse, your husband or your wife, by honoring your body. And you don't want to, y'all see my mom in the background? You may as well come and speak your piece. And so you want to honor yourself first and foremost. Yes, lust and flesh. And it will make you desire things that you know is wrong and you are aware of. But you want to honor your body. If not, first, before anything, you want to honor your body. And because you love your husband or your wife, you want to also honor them now, because God joined y'all in union. Honor them by not giving their body, their a piece of you to someone else. Y'all, soul ties is real.
Definitely okay? Real.
It's real. When you go and have sexual cheating sins with someone, you're tying souls with someone else who God hasn't ordained for you to be with. Demonic spirits are real, y'all. Let's not be oblivious to things.
Let me be real with y'all. It don't always have to be sexual. It could be emotional sometimes.
Yeah.
You get so emotionally tied to this person because you like what they are saying. You love what they are saying to you. What they're saying to you is it's in your ears. And then you finding yourself spending less time in your word because you have been so connected to this person. You're finding yourself doing things that you wouldn't normally do because you are so connected to this person. So as my uncle said, it is the lust of the flesh that is the root of seeding. So in all honesty, our lust is the root of why we seed. Because of the fact of us being greedy and lustful, it is the main reason why we seed. Because we are greedy and we're not happy with what we have, so we want more. And then Lisa said this.
And sometimes it could be before the relationship may not necessarily be a problem they had with the person they're with. If they have some underlying issues they're never dealt with, they're bringing that relationship in. They're bringing that into the relationship. So if they cheated before and they're not, you're not, them cheating, if we're not in a relationship, if I'm understanding correctly, isn't an issue for me. It shouldn't be an issue for anyone because everyone has a past. If that's what you're saying, is that what she's saying? Did I read it right? Tell me, what's her name? Khalees. Yes. Tell me if that's what you're saying. And sometimes it could be before the relationship may not necessarily be a problem they had with the person they're with. Okay, so yeah, I'm reading it right. Yeah, absolutely. If they've cheated before and they were in a relationship and they're now with me, or if you're with someone that cheated in their past, everyone has a past. And you, when you encounter into a new relationship, that brings up to what James said. You should never, like, forgiving a person, you should never bring someone's past into a current, don't bring the baggages of the past. When you start in a new relationship with someone, they're going to come with past. And so I don't believe that it's fair for anyone to judge someone by their past as them cheating into a new relationship that they're with. And I should hope that no one's doing that if they're not cheating on you. Why should that be an issue?
I think what she meant when she was making that comment, though, was the issues within themselves of why they seated in the past. If they haven't dealt with those issues of why they seated in the past, then it's going to be a problem in your present relationship because of the simple fact of you haven't dealt with that root issue of why you seated in the first place.
But how would you know if they've dealt with it or not? It's so important to honor yourself. Yes. And yes, soul ties is very real. The wrong ones can break you extremely and keep you locked in bondage. I learned the hard way. I did too. I learned the very hard way too, Jennifer. I took vows. I have two. Yup, celibacy till marriage. Yup, absolutely. Three kids later. You go, girl. You go, Jennifer. For Khaleesia, I want to ask a second part to your question. How would you know if they've handled it or not?
I guess you wouldn't unless
you froze, James.
Emma,
what would be some ways you won't know that unless you're. They can say one thing, but their actions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could be anything, but if they need to seek help, do that before the relationship. Absolutely. But again, they can seek the help and they can say that they seek the help and they learned the lesson. So it brings me back to what I was saying before. We have to go into the relationship still with trust, because someone could say they learned their lesson and they did seek help, but we won't know if they're going to cheat or be committed unless it happens again.
Facts. I agree with that. You just got to go in there with a clean slate. Yeah. Like, despite what you did to your other one, I'm not going to hold that against you.
Right. Because it's like someone going... going to AA for drug abuse and people relapse. You know what I'm saying? So you just, it's a process, and you won't really know if that person have overcome even with the proper help until it's out their system and they fully want to come in. And so you just have to go with that open heart, open mind, and faith, having faith. Yep. Absolutely, Miss Wanda. Same here.
The thing is, you may have learned the hard way, but the thing is, you learn. You learn your lesson. And sometimes God has to get us to the point to where we are being obedient. We don't have no choice.
You're not lying. You're not lying. You want to go to the last question?
Yeah, we could do that.
Totally agree. I was just saying.
Ask those questions first. Yeah. Is cheating a mistake or a choice? That helps.
Now, Miss Wiggins, I have a question. So say they said to you, if you were in that situation, that they never got help, are you willing to, if you're interested, right, and say you've got kind of a feeling that God is saying this is the person for you, are you willing to take that step with them and go to get help with them? I'm going to ask you that too, James. You can answer until she answers. And I mean, anyone else that would like to answer that question, if someone has cheated in the past and they approach you with it and says, yes, they had a problem with cheating, but they got help or they didn't get help yet, are you willing to still date them with the ultimate goal of being in a committed relationship while helping them through it? Not you being the help, because everything ain't for you to fix, but being with them in a way where you're supportive in their transition and guidance in getting help.
One thing I'm not gonna do is I'm not about to be your Jesus. So if you have not sat down and took the initiative on yourself to get that help, I'm not going to sit here and walk with you and get that help with you. You got to make that first step yourself. Now, once I see you making that first step, then, okay, I'll be more apt to walk with you, help you out, and do what I can to walk with you. Now, I'm not going to say that I am going to totally be with you, because I would have to see. The scripture also says you will know a tree by the fruit that it bears. Right. So I got to take a look at you and make sure that all of this seeding that you have done in your past is totally out of your system. I am not going to jump completely in a relationship with you without knowing for a fact that my heart can be trusted with you. Because let's keep it all the way a buck. I'm 33 years old. I ain't got time to be working on no relationship with somebody that ain't going to work on no relationship with themselves. I'm not doing that no more. I've spent my early 20s doing that. I'm not doing my 30s doing that. I refuse to do it in my 30s.
Yeah.
Faith without works is dead. If you say that you want to get better, if you say that you want to get over this seeding spirit, do the work to get over that seeding spirit, then come holler at me. But until you have done the counseling and done the work, I'm not going to do the work for you. I'm not. Because what's that doing? That's basically showing you that I'm going to be there and I'm going to always be there no matter what. Which, if I'm with you, then yeah, I'm going to be your ride or die. I'm going to ride with you till the wheels fall off. However, do not take my kindness for a weakness. So my question to you, would you do it? Same question to you, would you do it?
Okay, so I've learned from in the past of being a fixer-upper person. That's just me. And I've asked God throughout the years, I think God wants to use that gift in me. He doesn't want me to change that. But I got to know discernment. Like you said, you'll know the fruit. You'll know them by the fruit, right? And so I don't want to lose that, because I believe that is a gift that that's for me. But you also got to have discernment when knowing a thing is for you or not, to help. Understand, not to fix, but to help and assist. Be supportive. I am totally okay with being a part of the journey in a supportive way, not doing the work, not making the appointments to go talk to whoever you need to talk to. You got to do that. If you need me to go to a session and sit with you and be on the wall, absolutely. If you want me to go, oh, hey, Jennifer. If you want me to go and hold your hand because you just want someone there, you have to first, absolutely, you have to, if you don't feel like you have a problem yourself and somebody else telling you that you need to get help, you will never change, because then you're doing it for the person and not yourself. You gotta already, getting help starts with admitting your faults and your problem. Absolutely. But yeah, I'm all down for being a support. I'm down for being a support. I will not be the fixer-upper. No, I'm not doing that. But I will support. And if it's led to me by God, when they're at a healing place, that it's time for, because God may bring our spouse and our bring our spouse to us, not completely fixed. Not saying for you to fix, but for you to be a support in that fixing, so you can testify what they came to you as. So don't turn a person away because they don't come in this perfect image of what you want them to come as. God may need you together to do the work together, not for you to fix them. He's fixing them. But you need to be the witness to say, when y'all ministering together, that this man came to you being a compulsive liar or compulsive cheater, but you in support with God's guidance walked with him through the healing process.
Like, another thing that you got to do is, one thing that we have to start saying is, in my opinion, is one thing that works my nerves is when I hear people saying in weddings or after they get married, this person is my better half. You are supposed to be already whole in the beginning. So what are you doing coming into a marriage? You broken, I'm broken. We coming together. We just two broken people coming together. But if I'm whole and you whole and we coming together, we are making one whole piece that is going to terrify the devil and going to tear his kingdom down.
Right, we're a force at that point, right?
We're a force to be reckoned with. But we got to stop getting with broken people just because they look good on our eyes or because they look good on our arms. Oh man, did you see all the heads we turned because we was together? Okay, but how many lives did you save because y'all are together?
Preach. Come on.
Man, did you see how many likes we got on Instagram? But how many of people are saying, I want a relationship like this because I could see God in their relationship?
And those are the ones where they end up cheating on each other because it's built on the wrong foundation.
Come on.
Yeah, they have no respect for themselves because they respect the things. They're idolizing the things.
They're idolizing the likes on social media.
Yeah.
And let me be all the way transparent. I've been there. I have been there. Like,
absolutely.
was there like, ooh, this girl right here? Yep, we definitely gonna turn some heads. We definitely gonna turn some heads. And God's just sitting back like, this is not who I had for you.
Like, I have no parts of this.
Like, why are you praising me for this? I ain't have nothing to do with this.
No.
But as I've gotten older,
right.
As I've gotten older and as I've gotten wiser and as I became more mature, I can say every situation that I dealt with in my past has prepared me for where I am right now.
Yeah, I would, you learn.
I would not be the man that I am in the relationship that I'm in now.
Come on, Rev. Okay.
If I was did not go through the things that I went through in the past.
Yes. And so it's like,
I appreciate the past now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's because you learned. You learned. And you were willing. You got to be willing. You got to be willing. You got to be learnable or taughtable. And I'm so proud of you, brother. I'm so proud of you. I see the growth in you. You got a little chest on you. Hair on your chest.
This one right here. She has seen me go through some. Yeah, we ain't. That's another episode. That is another episode.
Right,
right. So we do not have.
Wait, we didn't go to our last question.
Let's go to that. Is seating a mistake or a choice? So, what do you think?
Okay, it's definitely a choice. It's not a mistake. It's a choice. We were born and created to have choice. And I want to tie in just, not a scripture. It was just something that I was reading, an article, a biblical article. And so God created us for choice, right? And why I say that is because with loving God, he gives us the choice so that we can make the right choice to love on him, to follow him, to seek him and make him our Lord and Savior. And that's why he created us with choice. So absolutely, if you cheating, you chose to cheat. And so the little piece that I screenshot on the article, it says God gives us free choice and free will to live our lives the way we desire. That gift of freedom is the greatest gift that he can give. God wants us to have choice because we love him and want to obey him to make our decision within the overall blueprint of his will. And so I want to shine that on the same thing as our relationship with a husband and a wife, because you have a choice. You committed to them by choice, by love and by choice. And so when you love your spouse, your husband or your wife, though you're given a choice because you love them, the ultimate blueprint should be because you love them and you want to choose to commit a faithful relationship and marriage with them, right? So yes, it's a choice, not a mistake. We're given choice for a reason, and you chose to come out of being faithful to that relationship and that marriage. What about you?
It's definitely, it's a mistake and a choice. It's a mistake to see, and it is a choice that you made to make a mistake to see.
Right.
Nobody put a gun to your head and told you to do it. You did it on your own. We will. You did it. You did it. Stop trying to say that it's because they accused you of it so many times. That's why you did it. No. You did it because you was not man enough or woman enough to walk away from the relationship. Mm-hmm. You chose it. So that's my stand on it. And before we close out tonight, since we do have some new family members on here tonight, I want to play this video right here. And then my closing words for tonight. What is up, y'all? The Spin Award nominated Real Talk Monday officially has merch for sale. These t-shirts right here, you can get them in any color that you want.
Plus, they are only $20 for a small to a large. Extra large is $30. And then shipment is only $5 extra. Message me in my inbox to find out more information on how you can order your t-shirt. And we will definitely get with you all. All right. Love y'all. Be blessed and be blessing to someone else. God bless.
So y'all definitely get your Real Talk Monday merch. We have the Real Talk Monday necklace. We have the Real Talk Monday bracelet. We have the t-shirts. We have the hoodies. We have the sweatshirts. Anything you want, we can get it. So definitely do not be caught lacking with these t-shirts. Like I said, the t-shirts, you can get them in color. We have the polos, which y'all have not seen yet. But when we get to the 100th episode, you will officially see the new Real Talk Monday polos. We will be rocking those on the 100th episode. So y'all definitely get with us. You can email us at realtalkmonday1@gmail.com for the merchandise. And we will definitely get back with you. If you have any conversations or anything that you would like us to discuss, you can always email us at that email as well. Once again, that is realtalkmonday1@gmail.com. And as I always say, as we close out, first off, please, ma'am, please, sir, please remember to send in your letters for us and to kind of help you out in any way that you want. We would definitely love to hear from you. If you have any situations that you need some godly advice on, you can send those letters to realtalkmonday1@gmail.com. And once again, those letters will be confidential. We will not say your name on the air. So definitely get ready for that. We are excited about what God is doing for this show. And we are excited about the way that God is just showing up and showing out throughout this show. And with the guest of the show, with the co-host of the show, every last one of us have been through some things these last couple of months that it ain't nothing but God that brought us out of it. So we definitely have a testimony. As I always say, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments. Meaning, some things that we're looking at is bad, God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. I love y'all, and I will see y'all on Thursday. Daisy, what's it got to take me to him?
So I just want to close out by saying, love God so much that you want to honor him with your lifestyle, with your walk, with your relationships, friendships, and also partnerships. Honor your first honoring him and honoring yourself. Love yourself so much that you don't put yourself in unhealthy relationships. That's relationship with business, partnership, whatever ship relationship. Love and respect and honor yourself, your vessel, your temple, and also respect the individual that you're in connection with. If you are not in love with them, respect them enough to let them know that a relationship with you two aren't going to work, so that you can make yourself available for the right thing. I love you all, and thank you for joining us.
All right, y'all. God bless y'all, and we will see y'all again next week. And also, please, ma'am, please, sir, tune in to the Real Talk Monday podcast, because the new words of affirmations will be dropped on there on tomorrow, so you can catch those at 12 midnight. Love y'all. Be blessed.
Bye. Thank you for watching the Spin Awards nominated show, Real Talk Monday. We appreciate your support. We would love for you to share and listen to our podcast. Also, go like us on all social media. We're Real Talk Monday on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Also, if you would like to email us, you may do so at realtalkmonday1@gmail.com. That's realtalkmonday, the number 1@gmail.com.
We blessed you all.
Okay. So let's do this month affirmations. I am marching into success. I am marching into more than enough. I am marching into my miracles. I expect and I anticipate greater. I receive greater. I have favor. I am favored, and favor follows me, goes before me, and surrounds me. This is your month of March affirmations. Have a blessed day.